why did God let Satan live? Because he could have killed him when he had the chance. Just bam, like that.
Yeah.
He didn't.
That's a great question. Why did God let Satan live? Which is also asking the question, why does God allow sin to exist? He could have stopped sin from ever existing in the world, right? So it's the same question. Here'd be the answer the Christian faith would offer. The Christian faith would say, God does all things for one reason, for his own glory. Now, we could ask the question, well, I don't see how God allowing Satan to continue to exist or sin to come into the world, I don't see how that brings greater glory to God. I suggest that it does. I think it makes even sense to me that God would do such if to bring him glory is the ultimate. People say, well, isn't that selfish? It is selfish. He has the right. There is a appropriate selfishness, meaning that he is doing something for his own glory. He's perfect. He has the right for that. It's his creation, right? So here he brings, let me raise these scenarios. Let's say that he did not let Satan continue. He did not let sin, because this is a really big issue. Does he let sin into the world, all right? Let's say that he does not do that. There's no sin in the world ever, okay? Now, so everybody lives forever, and they live with God forever. There would be no death, right? No death. Now, here's a God that would be known as a holy God. He'd be a God who would be known as a creative God. He'd be a God known as omniscient, omnipotent, omnipower, omni-knowledge, all knowledge. We would have all those realities about him. Creative, I mean, we could just go on and on. What an amazing, amazing God. Now, let me stop for a minute. And then ask the question this. Let's assume that you have somebody in life that is the most brilliant, the most amazing, creative, wonderful individual you've ever met. You would give that person glory. We give glory to athletes, to movie stars, because they're great in one area. They might be flawed deeply in other areas, but we still give them all kind of glory because, wow, look how they are so much of this, that, and the other, right? Imagine that person. Now let's take another person. Here's a person who is all of those things, but also showed you incredible kindness when you didn't deserve it, gave you grace, giving you what you do not deserve, giving you merit, not giving you what you do deserve, and went so far to offer everything they had to give you everything you needed, but still had all those other attributes as well. Which one of those two would get the greater glory? And the answer would be the one that showed such kindness and so forth. So go back to God. Here's God who now, no sin in the world. You follow? No sin. He is kind. He's done all these wonderful, wonderful things. But let me ask you this. Would he have ever shown forgiveness to anybody? No. Would he still be a forgiving God? Absolutely. He wouldn't change. God doesn't change. But no one would know his forgiveness. Would anybody know him as a merciful God? No. But would he be merciful? Oh, yeah. Would he be known as a God of grace? No. But he would be a God of grace, right? But no one would know that. No one would experience it. Which one of those two scenarios gets the greater glory? One where God has forgiven. God has shown all this wonder. So if the answer is, and I believe it is, to glorify God, there's the reason God does all things. Then you say, you know, what an ingenious plan that there is a way that you've gained even greater glory for all eternity, if that's what he's interested in. Great question.